Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, spring.
Like, hey, girl.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the B List. I'm B, and I'm here with return guest. Everybody may know her by now, Jordan Highsmith. She was on. Say hi.
Hi. It was
like, a month ago.
About a month ago.
Yeah. No, but I was supposed to record this earlier, but then like I got the sty, and I was like, "There's too much fucking going on right now."
Yeah, no, I feel like the moons, I was talking about it with someone and how like everyone's been having like really weird dreams lately.
Yeah.
And I just feel like there's something with the moon or some planet is out of whack. I don't know.
Yeah. Portia's beating her face down in the middle of monsoon season in Thailand.
I know, but Portia always has a beat. One thing about Portia, her hair will always be done.
Yes.
And Portia will always have a beat. Mm-hmm. And she's going to make sure you see that body too.
She's in the middle of the jungle and she's rocking
it. Yes. I just wouldn't, I can't imagine wearing a wig.
No.
That's what my first thought,
a lace front.
My first thought is like wearing a lace front during rainy season. Because
you're gluing it. And yes, I'm like, I would just.
It would constantly be lifting. Like, and also it's hot.
Yeah, we'd have to have braids. Hot.
No, it's braids. That's why anytime I go on vacation, it's braids. There's no wigs happening over here. I'm not dealing with that.
We'll get to them in a minute. Have you seen this thing? Your bills is being affected. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Excuse me, sir. I'm a CEO. Your bills is being affected. This is like if you never. It's like it's the fat guy and he keeps wearing the bob and then he has the weird like cat eye glasses and he's doing. I swore I sent it to you last week. It's just, it's stupid. It's stupid. Don't even worry about it. Then. Don't fuck it. I'm sure y'all listening know who the fuck I'm talking about. He's like, excuse me, sir. Your bills is being affected. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay. I'll look it up after.
Trump's still not indicted. It's going to happen.
Nothing's going to happen out of it.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
They are not going to jail. A former U.S. president.
They absolutely are. You know what it is? I think happened. I think that the DOJ was like, hey, we have some larger charges coming because they just interviewed his attorneys. Holding out hope. You coming from a place coming from a place of hell. Yes.
But even if you just think about it, of like how America likes to be viewed globally within like the tiers of.
It's just a bad look.
It's a bad fucking look for us to be imprisoning a former president. It's an incredibly bad look. It makes our government look weak. It's not a good look internationally. So I just don't think they would. I don't think they would do that. And like this man has committed several crimes, including treason.
I mean, we were eating Tide Pods 2 years ago, so I don't really know what more.
Who's we? Who the fuck is we?
They were out here doing milk crate challenges. I don't know if it can get worse.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
That's one of those deadly TikTok challenges. Deadly TikTok challenges.
And people were like in Washington Square Park having like whole parties of like people. No. So dumb. And when you fall and break your arm, I don't want to hear nothing.
But I don't know. Everywhere is pretty ghetto now. I mean, look at France. It looks like one big trash dump. You saw their.
The French don't play.
They like, don't play they at all. I don't know if y'all have been seeing on the news.
Like, even firefighters will fight the cops in France. Like, they don't give a fuck. Like, here, it's like an all boys club. Yeah. So it's like they'll like, they look out for each other. So when people are like, I like firefighters, I don't like cops, but it's like, it's all the same race of shit. But, the firefighters will be on the side of the protesters and will come out in full gear and start spraying the fucking cops. Oof. Like, it's crazy.
I love it because people...
Because they can't retire 2 years later than they want to. That's iconic. That is iconic.
They do whatever they want to do. Yes. Listen, it's like funny because people are like, why can't we do that here? And I'm like, it's like y'all forget. They will shoot you in the fucking
They will kill head. Us. They did shot at us. We did do that.
Yeah, they said fuck water hose. They will literally shoot y'all. They don't care here. So
yes, and we don't have the firefighters on our side.
That's the difference. I hope they get it together. Jesus.
Speaking of firefighters, my friend, she's a manager of a bar, and there was like a retirement party for someone in the FDNY.
That's what you want, because they right about to be in the net pension.
They also like they tip really well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Wasted. And then
hot still
because they have to be like physical and stuff. But
sorry to keep interrupting. What age do they retire? Because they retire earlier too, right?
They retire earlier. I think it was like 50s. I think it's like in your early 50s. You get like early. Yeah. I'm trying to retire at 50, but who knows? I don't know. This world's on fire. Maybe just take me out. Maybe just let's end it.
Okay, so what were you saying? I'm sorry.
No. So it was like a retirement party for, I guess, like someone who's retiring from the FDNY. Apparently, they got so wasted that they had to break up four different fights. These are people that work together. And then apparently... they had to kick someone out because apparently they were doing blow laced with laxatives.
But it was
mostly laxatives, and one of them shit themselves.
One of the firefighters did.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my
and he was God. A big dude, and they had to like help him out of the bathroom.
No, it was probably coming out like molten lava.
Literally.
It was like bridesmaids.
The whole bar smelled, she said.
Oh no, what bar is this?
I can't say it's a little
okay.
It's like a pretty popular bar.
I saw Scream 6.
I still haven't seen it. I want to see it, but I feel like I just like don't go to the movies a lot. I tend to wait until they go on to like HBO and stuff because that happens so much faster than it used to.
It really does. Like, Knock on the Cabin or something?
Yeah.
Just came out. I'm gonna watch it later. I know.
Saw that I was on Peacock or something, right?
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think Megan is on there too. I was actually planning on watching Megan tonight.
Yeah, that one don't hit, but I'm staying my ass inside because once it starts getting warm out, I know how it's gonna be.
I already told you I'm gonna be outside. I'm gonna be throwing ass all summer.
But until then,
no games. Until then, I'm gonna be in the gym 5 days a week. I'm gonna be drinking a green smoothie for breakfast, and I'm taking my black ass to bed at 10:30. I know that. Until further notice,
yes,
I'm gonna be home.
Absolutely,
I'm not playing.
Scream 6 was meh. I give it like honestly, like because it's been a minute since I recorded because like I got sick, so or not sick, I got the sty. But when I first saw it, I was like, I think I said 7.5. At this point, now that I've really sat with it in my head, I'm like 6.8.
Really?
It like had a failing grade for me. I don't know.
But I feel like also like they didn't push it because like outside of like me actively seeking out information about it, I feel like there was no buzz around it. It's not like if people were like talking about it all over socials of like, oh my God, this shit was so good.
Movies are different though now. We don't see trailers anymore unless you seek them out.
Totally, because no one in our generation has cable. Like everybody has Hulu, and I pay to avoid commercials. So like,
leave me alone.
Like, when am I going to see a trailer? Yeah. But like, I still feel like even with social media, like I've seen whole trailers on like TikTok as I'm scrolling or whatever, like in between. Yeah. B, whenever something's like really good and fire, like, or like something that people are going to want to see that's like really like attention grabbing, those clips still make it onto social media and you're like, oh damn, that looks really good. Cause they did that with Megan. Like there was a lot, Megan was all over everything.
I do that with shows anyways. Like sometimes like, like for instance, even when it's like a housewife show or something, and if I'm really like fucking with that season, like Atlanta, I like, I'll just give up.
Also but then Potomac.
True. And I'll just like literally, and I'll just be like, I'll wait till the clips hit the internet. And if it looks like something that's like, you know what I mean? I'm going to let that kind of suss it out, because otherwise I'm like, I can't do this with these shows.
No, I mean, I watched this season with Potomac and it was just like really draining, boring exhausting. To me. Yeah. And it's just like, I think that they need to get rid of, we were,
well, I think the show's over. I think it's over. You don't think so? I mean, I'm still going to watch it. I love my girls. I love Karen and I love Ashley.
I think Karen is really popular, and I think that
of course they're going to try. They're not giving up on it. I'm just saying I might give up on it mentally.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. It's over. It's over in terms of like, sorry guys, I meant like over in terms of like, I don't know where else we go. How good it is. There's no one to bring back to make it fresh again, and you know, it's just like it's too. We'll get into it because it definitely leads into Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, which I really want to talk to you about. Talk about with you.
Okay,
sound like Whitney had to go. I'm tired, y'all. Wait, real quick. That leads me into, because I was talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta, though. This SWV and Escape Show. Did you watch any?
Oh my god, I haven't started it yet. You watch and it tonight. Told me to
no, it's
watch.
Fine. I'll tell you about it. It's just like it's just. Anyways, it's.
Exactly, I was also trying to watch Married to Medicine because you also recommended that. So I was.
I didn't recommend that. Jay did. I don't watch that, but I mean, I heard it's good too. But SWV and Escape, I like. You don't expect it to hit as good as it does. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so here's the thing. Like, it's exactly what you think. They're two girl groups getting together. It's very like. Kind of put on, like it's very like produced, but I just like love all of SWV. Like I already love their music. Their music fucking hits, and the girls are so likable.
They have way more hits than Escape does.
Please,
Escape has like 3-5 songs.
That's it.
And none of the hosts can really sing.
They don't. And SWV has
can't really sing.
Hits, and they're gorgeous and too. And vocals, and they're like model-esque too. It's like insane.
Like, they can sing down.
But I was like, watching SWV and Escape, and you guys should definitely check it out if you have Peacock, because I was like, okay, I didn't think I was gonna like this. Now I'm like on the edge of my seat.
Is it only
like,
one season?
Yeah, and it's airing right now, so they're only on like episode 3. So you still have time. But it's like it's exactly what you think. They're just like meeting up and talking about doing this tour and all the stuff that kind of goes into it. But there's a lot of drama in within Escape. And the SWV girls are just chilling. Like, they're not really reality girls, but I love it because Candy, Candy's a really good, like, businesswoman. And she'll talk the R&B girls into acting like reality girls for a check. Mm-hmm. She's like, come over here and get messy with me. You know what I mean? And then next thing you know, people are screaming at each other at a table and fighting. I love it. But
I'm going to watch it tonight.
They're not screaming on this yet. But I was going to say, though, I was watching it and I was like, this feels like it must be the same production company or something as Atlanta, but it just hits so much fresher. And I was like, damn, could we either do one of two things? Take Candy off of Atlanta and just put her on this show and let her do this show. Cause she sucks up a lot of payroll being on Atlanta. We could have probably two new people for her or bring these bitches on Atlanta. Cause like, I really like these girls. I like them way more than Drew and Sanya. And
the cast is trash.
It is. And I think once you watch this SWV and Escape thing, you'll start to see a couple of the girls. You're like, they would be great on Atlanta. Like, cause they have true ties to, so I don't know. Not Tiny though. I don't like her.
No, I hate Tiny.
I hate Tiny. She's, I hate Tiny. A predator.
Allegedly. Your wife can't read.
Your wife can't read.
Your wife can't read. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. They got the fucking background music. Do, 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 do. Your wife can't read. If y'all know what that's from, you get bonus points. That's Azealia Banks on The Breakfast Club. Please go watch that interview. You know what? The Breakfast Club used to fucking hit. We hate them.
Yes, hate. But
I hate clips. Angela Yee with a passion.
Every single one of them. Charlamagne is terrible.
Charlamagne's terrible, but Angela Yee, though, is next level because she's very pick me and tearing down the women in front of.
Sorry. And then saying messy shit on air and then being mad that they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't be mad when you get jumped on air. Like,
yes.
But that show used to hit, though. But I'm messy, really too, did. So.
My thing is, I'm not directly messy. I like to know mess.
Yes.
But I'm not going to repeat it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to participate in the messiness, but I want to know about it.
You know what I always say? They're trash, but I'm a raccoon. So.
Yes. Exactly.
Very much that. I'm a rummage a little bit, because it's, I don't want to, but I don't want to hang out here, but. I can't give up The Breakfast Club. You know, I mean, it's over now, but God, they had some fucking good stuff.
Like the one with Soulja Boy. I was actually thinking about that clip with Soulja Boy. The whole fucking flow.
He's talking about Drake in that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, love it. Oh, so
and he also like
they used to have basketball wives. Sued,
they would have so much.
What are we saying? I'm sorry.
At the time, he's being sued by Nintendo because he literally copied one of their systems and then renamed it Soulja Boy and was selling them and drop shipping.
He is so
you cannot do that.
Do you remember that he was on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood? I forget that.
I will never forget it. I will never in a million years forget it. I will never forget that Teddy Riley's daughter went on national television with Soulja Boy.
I can't.
Like a damn fool. I will never forget that as long as I live.
Can I ask you, what rapper would you go attached to their hip? No. What rapper that was on that show? And okay, so it could be
on
Atlanta,
Hollywood specific. Okay,
it could be Hollywood, Atlanta, or Miami. What rapper would you go attached to? Which one would you be like? Okay, I could go on national TV claiming them.
Damn, they are.
You have to really
terrible.
Think about that. It's like literally, guys, the worst men you have ever. Take the worst men of Real Housewives of OC, and then go 10 levels beneath that. It's
absolutely. Safari is one of the worst things that's ever happened, ever. But honestly, I believe that. Also, he's so corny.
Yeah.
He's like the definition. The only thing I will say Charlamagne ever did that was really funny is when Safari went on the Breakfast Club and was trying to freestyle and it was ass. And Charlamagne called him out on it in the moment.
I love it.
And because Safari really thought he ate. But
remember when Nicki Minaj, when he tried to talk about Nicki Minaj's jean jacket, he's like, don't wear that jacket.
Yes.
Like, please. All the girls in the room are going to love this jacket. The jacket works. You wear a jean vest, please.
She fucking hated him. There's so many moments of her actually on stage visibly hating him and wishing for his death.
She must be a terrible person to date too, though.
But she's a horrible person.
Yes.
I don't want the barbs to come after me, but she's a terrible person. She her husband is a rapist.
A rapist.
And so is her brother.
He's convicted rapist, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he can't pick their kid up at school. They can't live a certain amount of feet away from a school. She then also has sent people to harass
the girl
that her husband raped.
Yeah.
And then said, if you say that he didn't do it, then I'll call your daughter on her birthday and sing happy birthday. Are you fucking kidding me?
Mind's up.
What? She's the bottom of the barrel. She's
truly
terrible.
Truly is. Well, you didn't
and
answer
the
question.
The songs don't even hit.
The songs don't hit.
No.
I mean, Red Ruby Sleeves might hit a little bit, but. Just a little bit. Wait, what's that TikTok thing? It's like, you ain't that bitch, but you did that one thing.
You kind of ate that one thing. Okay.
What rapper?
For Love and Hip Hop. God, they're all so terrible.
Okay, so the one I would, I'll give you some time.
Okay.
I would go attached to Omarion. He's like the least butt of all of these people. Oh, and he's
That's
hot.
Fair. He's hot.
And he's successful.
Also very short. He's very short.
All good.
And he looks like when he would call you in the morning and say Grand Rising. And that is something that would irk the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Grand Rising, my Nubian queen. That's a
lot.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a lot. He definitely
and his
will
mama
text
too.
You Grand Rising. His mother's insane. She wants to sleep with her sons, both of them.
Yeah.
That was like emotional incest to the 10th power.
Yeah.
She was absolutely insane. And then isn't April dating like Taye Diggs now or some shit?
Knows what the fuck that girl's up to. Who okay. knows? She's dating
so
everybody.
She's
say, wait.
A lot.
What rapper?
Okay. All right. So I'm going to say... terrible.
I'm gonna give you the end of the podcast and then we're gonna
okay,
come back to it.
I'm gonna
give you the end. Okay.
Okay.
These TikTok hearings
are embarrassing. This is embarrassing. How are you a congressman and you don't understand how Wi-Fi works?
I mean, it's like kind of like I get it because it's like obviously the dumbest people ever are in Congress. So it's like I wouldn't expect them to, but why are we like
it's all so dumb. It's literally a dumpster fire. It's like these 80-year-old men
yes.
who are like not nearly as intelligent as this like TikTok CEO.
No.
And it's like it's an embarrassment to have him answer.
They're not
these
CEO of tying
questions.
Their own fucking shoes. And they're like,
yes.
Can you steal my Wi-Fi password?
They're wearing Depends while asking these questions.
I can't.
They pissing shit on themselves. They're terrible.
And
like dumb.
And we have had how many school shootings? And y'all can't get together.
Literally.
I guess, like,
how are you trying
but
to
TikTok is the monster.
TikTok is the monster in stealing your data. Most people have Alexa. my just went off when I just said that. Like she's always listening. She's a nosy bitch.
Yes.
She's always listening. You worried about TikTok? China's gonna steal my data, babe. You're not important enough. No one gives a shit about you.
You like, know how I know it's rooted in xenophobia, because for all of the shit that we talked about with Facebook, nothing's happened to them, but they're
exactly.
talking about banning this, ban Facebook.
Exactly. It's
they
all
said ban
just
Facebook's
very,
main competitor.
Yeah, I just think that it's all very obvious.
But like, to be honest, like I really honestly could give a fuck either way what happens with TikTok. I'm just annoyed that we're having to like see this play out. And also I don't like, I know I'm going to be good no matter what,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, cause y'all not taking Terry Joe from me. Either way,
no.
We're going to find a way. Like Terry Joe and I are going
no.
to the grave.
Yes.
Like
she's
I don't
coming
care.
With me wherever I go.
Yeah, she's going to be on IG,
okay.
Although they're not as lax there.
Yes.
So she's going to have to tighten up a little bit.
She's definitely going to have to tighten up.
Yeah, be just absolutely. Calling anybody, whatever.
I need her and I need Dr. Miami.
Yes.
I love Dr. Miami's TikTok.
And who's the black girl that's like, what did she say? The girls that get it. And
oh,
get it.
I love her.
I love her. She's my girl.
I love her.
It's very
She's
few
so
people
funny.
I'm super obsessed with. And the rest are just
Same.
Like cute guys. You know what I mean? But everybody, yeah.
Yeah. There was the one guy that I was really obsessed with for a minute that was like reenacting like moments in history when it was like,
oh the octopus guy?
Yes.
Why is this? Okay. Oh, okay. I thank God, you know, because nobody talks about him in my circles. And I'm like, am I the only person that's seeing him every
no,
day?
I'm obsessed.
Why are you obsessed? Because I need to know, because I think he's like cutesy. And I get like, for a second, I was like, oh, this is cute. And then I saw more and I was like, he's doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. So in the beginning, I was obsessed because it was like something
he
new
blew
and it was
up
funny.
Too, by the way, he blew up.
He got like a million new followers in like a week.
A octopus lover, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He calls his fans pussies.
Yes.
Tense up.
And they're like octopus. Like yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Very it's very Gen Z. And but then it did get really repetitive, and then mm-hmm. I was just like, so I stopped like really liking that one. But yeah, I love Terry Joe. She was like off of my feed for a while.
I
and then
know.
She came back. And she's also been, Nicole has been back too.
Love
Nicole. Love Nicole.
Wait, isn't her name Georgia Peach? I think she's, she goes by Georgia Peach, but then it's wigs or hair by, or what?
Yeah, something by Nicole or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something.
Something like that.
Something
and
like
I,
that. Obsessed.
I love Nicole, but obviously Obsessed. Terry Joe is my
queen.
Girl.
My queen.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So yeah, whatever happens, y'all do whatever the fuck y'all need to do. Y'all figure it out. Just make sure that Terry Joe gets out alive,
yes.
And we figure out a way for her to transition to whatever the fuck platform it is. And it better not be behind
absolutely.
A paywall, because I'm gonna fight somebody. So she's the only thing
also
that kept
like
me
finding a way
sane.
To like get her to blow up, because she's like so
I don't know
funny.
That I want her to blow up. Like, I don't know. I found like, don't you think it's like perfect that she's on TikTok? I don't think she would translate.
No, I don't think she would translate well in any other thing, but like just in general, I just find that like really funny, like creative, like black creators on TikTok just like don't get ads, like they don't get like the they're not able to monetize as
That's
easily
true.
as like corny white girls who are just skinny, who just like do
Yeah.
like body checks and like outfits of the day, and they make
Yeah.
$1 million. So it's
Now,
just
like
like
all
I feel
the.
like there's a way for like I think just think there's a way to monetize.
When I started posting a lot on Instagram earlier in the day, like early in the days, in the early days, it was like a contingent of like white gays that would literally steal my content, literally screenshot it or screen record it and repost it and just edit my stuff out. And I was like, so, and it was people like in New York. I was like, and then I would block them. And then somehow they would find me and be like, hey, did you block me? It's like, you, what are the audacity? But
I
then,
just, I think it's so
and they would
common
get more
too.
followers from it too, by the way.
Exactly. It's a lot easier because their content is pushed a lot more,
Yeah.
like onto like people's For You page. And at first, someone was doing that with, I think, with Terry Joe, and like someone tried to like do like a white version of it, and it just like
Oh,
doesn't
no.
translate. It's not funny, and I just like hate when that stuff happens. So I always try and like, I've really perfected the algorithm, so like my stuff is pretty consistently like within like three different areas of TikTok, mostly like mentally ill girls that like horror movies.
Love that. It's a safe corner to be in.
It's a
You know
safe
what?
corner to be in.
You know what I would love is a TikTok account. You know how they have this TikTok? There's this annoying guy kind of who's, it's a little bit annoying, but like if someone does like a song, he'll break it down and show you where the original samples came from or the original lyrics or stuff
Yeah,
like
I know who you're talking about, I think.
Yeah. And then, but they should do that, but for TikTok trend, or not TikTok trends, but yeah, or TikTok trends.
I
Like it
think
should be
someone
like,
does do that. They'll
oh,
like
really?
be
Like,
like,
this
this
is
is where the
who
sound
originally
came
did it.
from.
But they
Yeah,
should
they'll
do
be
it
like
for
this.
like, oh, it's a white guy wearing a wig. This is the original
Oh,
girl he stole it from.
yeah.
Like that Langdon guy.
Yeah. Oh God. It just cosplaying as black women is just like not funny to me at
Yeah.
all. Like I white gays like, you know, sassing it up and, you know, like,
Yeah,
hey girl, like
it's a
first off,
lot.
like that, and I don't know you.
Yeah,
Take it down a notch, babe.
yeah.
I can't count how many times stuff like that happens. So it's just like I agree that there should be like some kind of check to just kind
Yeah.
of like weed through like
Yeah.
all the people who like steal, very obviously steal other people's content.
If no one else does it, I'll just have to do it. I'll have to get an intern around here. Let's get into this list. Hold on, real quick. I have
Okay.
a couple things to say.
All right.
One thing about Juan Dixon, he's gonna always stray.
Oh.
One thing about Robin, she gonna always stay. One
Yes.
thing about Juan Dixon, though, he gonna always get fired.
I was
And
just about to say that.
one thing about this cast, though, they're going to have more messily handled sexual misconduct allegations than any other Real Housewives cast combined.
Yes.
Now let's get into it. Juan Dixon just got fired in the past week because
I
they
saw that.
finally, I guess, this investigation wrapped up, whatever was going on, the hoobaloo about him. Like, and, someone brought, I guess it was one of his basketball players brought sexual harassment allegations to him, and then he just ignored it. Or didn't deal with it properly in the right way. I don't know the full And I honestly, the less I know about Juan Dixon at this point, like, he is so fucking frustrating to me.
He's just, when people like, when it was like the episode when Karen was like, oh, I heard he was strolling down Georgetown hand in hand with another woman. And they were like,
yeah,
that's so obvious. Like, he's on a television show. He would not be that blatant about it.
No, he would.
Yes, he would. And he did.
Yeah.
You in the laundromat? You're bugging. You're bugging.
But the thing is like, he'd be in Georgetown at the laundromat. He's just like literally for the streets. This motherfucker be everywhere with anybody. He's for the streets.
And that girl is an assistant coach on the team that he worked for.
Insane. You know, I saw on Twitter, the girls were talking over there. One basketball player, former basketball player, she said he used to be my coach when he worked at a different school. There, I have to find the thread, but it went viral one day. And she was talking about how she got kicked off the team for the same kind of shit. He's just no good. She said he brought his side pieces on the bus with them to different games. I mean, he's bold.
Where is Robin going?
He would be, though. He is fine. So he kind of, men like that, they do act that way.
Oh, man that looks like that and his name is Juan
and stay in the
keep his no
yeah no, they don't stay in the house
himself. No, he belongs outside to the street.
Oof.
Ask community dick baby. I'm sorry,
what do you think happens now that he's fired? Because now she's the main breadwinner, but her job is in jeopardy too.
Exactly, but she's been the main breadwinner since Potomac kind of blew up, because apparently her hat sales are out of control.
That's true. She was
buying those hats.
Not me.
And no one is. She's like, I almost got to deal with Macy's. I'm like, did you?
Did you? Macy's is going out of business. Hard. But I, like,
exactly.
But also, how you try to play Karen when she showed up to the cast photo shoot and you tried to not include her, but that's the main one that everybody would love. Like, she's the only person in this scenario that people would like. Girl, Robin has so fucked up. Robin is not living on planet Earth.
She's so, like, I love being a delusional bitch, just personally. Yeah. But she is on the next level. She is like Delulu. Like, she is wildly delusional. Yes. Like, how this man is on camera with her all the time. I've never heard him call her baby, hey, sweetie. Like, nothing. It's always, yo, what's up, Robin?
Yeah. It's like she's one of the kids.
Like, she's one of the homies. He's one of his guys.
He's
one of the homies.
Yeah. And then the way that he always talks to her when she calls him on a speakerphone, I'm like, don't put him on speakerphone. You're going to play yourself in front of these women. And
he'll be, yourself.
Robin, I told you stop calling me about this stupid fucking shit.
And that's why I don't like none of this shit, Robin.
Because you don't bring me around all this drama.
Dirt and silence.
I know. And then the thing about it is, too, is he's so fucking annoying. I cannot stand this man. But he's just one of those men that's like, I don't be around all that chick drama, all that chick drama. Meanwhile, you're the main one, sir. You're messier than everybody.
Also, you're enjoying the money from all this chick drama, right?
Exactly.
You won't even do like the bare minimum to support your woman and show up to the reunions. That's the bare minimum he could do when he's spending the Bravo money.
I hate that he's so fine.
I am so glad that Juan Dixon is not here right now. Girl, bye.
Probably in Georgetown. I hate that he's so fine.
It really is a bummer.
Verbatim, Robin said, yeah, I would suck Juan's dick. Remember that? That's the only thing I remember from that season. Not the butter knife, not anything else. She was sitting at that dinner table. She's like, yeah. And I heard Michael say, yeah, I would suck Juan's dick. She did it the way she held her hands up. You know what I'm talking about, right? She held her hands
exactly
up like a T-Rex. Yeah. Those were the good days. Oh my God. We'll never get back to that point. And you know why we lost those days? Because we kicked Monique off.
I've been saying that for ages. That she was the dumbest thing that they did. She was pretty. She actually had money.
Kooky.
And she was funny.
Mm-hmm.
She was kooky. She had her own like little like not lazy moms or whatever, which is corny, but like
with her little teas like, and her tinfoil hats, like, and her herbs.
I just put essential oils on my baby. Take this baby to the doctor.
That baby got rubella. Rubella or whatever.
Rubella. Your baby got rickets.
Is that baby supposed to be outside? Is that baby supposed to be outside? And that's what the old black women say. Is that baby supposed to be outside without a jacket?
that baby too young to be outside. Wear that jacket. Wear that baby jacket.
That baby so young to have not have a jacket on and it's so cold.
If you got a jacket on, then your baby need a jacket on.
No, I'm serious. Bring Monique back. I'm tired.
I just think that Monique is over the reality TV.
She is.
I think that the last season left such a bad taste in her mouth. And I think that also something else happened on that other show. Yeah. Show she did, like marriage, love and marriage or something like that. but I thought she was so funny.
Yeah.
And
she
really ate Giselle up every chance she could.
We had it good when we had it, though. Man, that show was fucking good. What's next so on good. Your list?
On my list, let me see. So we talk about Real Housewives of Miami a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my current obsession is two things.
Yeah.
Larsa not understanding as someone who has had more plastic surgery
than anybody on Earth.
Than anybody on that cast.
The importance of an anesthesiologist.
What?
How paramount they are to the procedure.
I have a real job, not like you. I'm sorry. You sell feet pics
to
old lonely truckers.
And DM them too.
Medical school and DM them. I just want to make them have a good day. What?
Girl, but you know what? It's so delusional. I have to fucking stan.
No, yeah.
It's like so wild that it's, I need you to like, you're just.
Never change.
Let her cook. She's just getting started. Whatever she's doing, I don't know what she's making, but let her cook because this is getting so crazy. And I know that next season is going to be insanity.
She goes for the jugular every time she can. She's going to tell you that you rented your house out to prostitutes and pimps. Mm-hmm. She's gonna accuse you of fucking everybody at your job. She don't care. Nothing is off limits to this woman. Box braids.
Not even box braids. That's right, on vacation. Poorly done, I thought.
First off, they look terrible.
Yeah, they looked.
It doesn't even look good, babe.
They weren't oriented like
crazy. Yeah. Why is it like? What is happening? And she's like, well, I'm not white, so I can wear braids. My kids get their hair braided all the time. Your kids are black.
Yeah.
You are not, babe. It doesn't happen by osmosis or insertion.
She's a perfect housewife because she is completely divorced, not only from Scottie Pippen, but she's divorced from reality. Like, she just does not live on planet Earth. She's living in some high rise. She has never met normal people. She doesn't.
She is fucking her ex-husband's rival's son.
It's, she's great, honestly.
That is honestly the most iconic thing I've ever heard. That right there, you got a fan in me, Larsa.
Yeah.
You got a fan in me. That's the messiest shit I've ever heard. Not fucking the rival himself. I'm gonna fuck the son.
Yeah.
Probably met. When he was a baby.
It was probably 10. Insanity. I said from the very beginning, from the very first episode of the season, I said, I stan her. And people were like, well, you love Dr. Nicole. How does that work? I'm like, two things can happen at the same time. We can walk and chew gum at the same time, baby. I love them fighting because it's so ill-matched. And like Nicole's so smart and she's really like quick-witted, but also like Larsa is just so dumb. She'll keep going because she don't know when her head is cut off.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And also when she mentioned that she, for 26 years, however the fuck long she was with Scotty,
four times a night,
every night, not a single day off, is
insane.
Crazy. That is my worst nightmare. Pussy is hot. She is hot. She wants a break. She need a nap. She been beat up. Scottie Pippen is like 8 feet tall too.
I can't.
No.
They can't.
No, ma'am. Get it away from me. No. Four times a night every night is crazy. With a man who looks like Scottie Pippen.
He is fine.
No. Scottie Pippen?
He's not ugly. What are you talking about? He's handsome.
I said he's handsome?
No, I said he's handsome. You don't,
no.
I you need don't you think to so really, at all.
I need you to really, I'm going to pray stop. For you, but I'm going to need you, I really need you to stop. Look at, I'm going to pray for you. Stop. I'm going to pray for you. I need you to it. Google it.
Nobody ever agrees with me on anything.
You have lost your ever-loving mind.
Wait. No, not currently. Like, back in the day when he was young. Of course, the first photo that pops up is him with these dreads, and he's, like, 60 years old. When he was...
I would pray for you. Because that... No. You couldn't pay me. You couldn't pay me. No. With that, four times a night? No. No.
You know what's next on my list?
What?
Vanderpump Rules is filming their reunion, I guess, yesterday. I don't watch that fucking show, but I'm happy to know that there's a marker in my life that shows me that that season is almost over. So y'all can stop talking about it every fucking day online.
Ooh. Oh my God, it's everywhere. Who it's everywhere. Gives it's a insane. Shit? Who gives a shit?
It's like, God, who like, watches it's just that cheating. Show? It's just cheating. It's
just cheating from people who are born to cheat.
Yes,
look at that man's face. Like Kiki said, look at the shape of his head.
Yeah.
He's cheating. No, I don't understand. Like, A, I don't understand how people are still watching that show. It's so bizarre. It's just like,
they
watching,
say it hits. Like, there's going to be people that listen to this that probably listen to it. They say it hits. I don't have the energy for it. I watched one episode recently to try to get into it. I could not bring myself. You know what it is too that's really fucking annoying about this whole thing is watching not only the fans like get super crazy obsessive about this stuff, but it's the castmates. Like that girl Lala, mm-hmm. I think she's the blonde one and she's the most like loud.
Yeah.
You know, with the hoop ear and she liked to do the whole, I moved to LA girl. From Utah. Yeah. Now I'm okay, Fergie, Junior, stop. Like, relax. it's enough. But she,
okay, Stacey Ferguson, chill.
Right. And she's doing this whole thing where she's like online trying to fight with the girl that cheated. And she's like trying to, and then she started making sweatshirts with the saying that she said about the thing. And it's like, you're monetizing your friend's agony and you're trying to play it off like you're being a loyal, under the guise of being a loyal friend. But all it really is you're trying to be like, center yourself in their shit. You didn't get cheated on, baby. All you need to do is show up when the fight happens and that's it. You don't need to do the whole like.
Yeah, I just like, yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's just like, I don't know. It's just like a bunch of like fame whores. And it's like,
exactly. It's just, it screams like LA scene yes. to me. And that's why I can't get into it. It's like, I feel like it's very LA. And that is a turnoff for me. And like a very specific, like kind of LA.
And I feel like Summer House don't really act this way. That's why I like Summer House more. Summer House really just does their thing and then dips out.
I've never watched Summer House.
You might actually like it. And there's like, yeah, you might actually like it. I don't think you would like most of the people, but I think the people that you do like, you would be like, okay, I fuck with her and him, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Okay.
And I guess they've made real strides to like make it integrated now because it's like, there's like...
I'm sure they did.
You what?
I'm sure they did.
I guess out of like four girls, or no, there's like eight girls, and I think four of them are black. Three of them are. I don't know. It's half okay. now. So, but better than most of those shows. It's a little like.
No, yeah. That is very surprising. But I always just feel like whenever there's black girls on those shows, it's just like they always get played by the men that are on it. So I just like, I never. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
For
like,
sure. Sierra.
Like, don't like. I can't. But right now, I'm mostly watching. I don't know if did we fully like get into Girls Trip yet. Because
oh no, we're gonna get into it. Me. Let's finish up your list and let's talk about some girls trip.
Okay, so my other like another thing that I'm obsessed with is we talked about Congress not knowing Wi-Fi. Because what the fuck is that? I don't know if you know who this is, but like my mother actually put me onto him. There's a state representative and his name is Eric Mays and he like popped up on my feet. He's
wait, from Missouri?
something like that.
He was like tied his wife up and put her in a basement or something like that, right? Or is he
wait,
that one?
What?
He's a Republican, right?
No, it's this black, it's like this older black man who like just came into like office.
Okay.
And whenever they have these meetings, he's like,
girl,
are you shocked? Another place.
You shocked, girl? This government is so unserious.
These clips of him are so unserious. He told another congresswoman that if she should jump off a building, and he didn't care if she belly flopped off the roof of a building.
What? That's a good insult though. They kind of ate. He kind of ate with that one though.
His insult. They eat, and yeah, he's insane. I don't care if you belly flop like, off. He's my off the roof of this building.
Girl, that's so good. I like that.
He is so angry, and he's so funny. I'll actually send you some clips after this.
I miss angry politicians. We need that again. It's like the good, like the old school politicians.
Yes, I need a show. Yeah, you know? Give me a show.
Yeah,
yeah.
They get to have one with Donald Trump. We need ours. You know what I mean? We have to be like.
Yeah, I feel like there's certain ones that are really funny, and then he's funny, and I don't even know like what his platforms are. You can't even tell what he actually wants to happen. It's just him yelling at everybody.
He just wanna get his lick back.
Yes, literally. It's okay. Literally him just roasting everybody in Congress. It's so funny.
I'm looking him up. And then do you have a last thing on your list? I really just had those two things, honestly.
That's it for me too.
So lastly, I want to get into Girls Trip. I want to talk a bit about that, but first off, Mary's back. I'm really excited about it. They went to a gay club on their cast trip in Palm Springs. She sat in the fucking van. I talked to someone that was there. They said homegirl sat in the van. I was like, did that really happen? They were like, yeah, she sat in that fucking van for hours. I'm like, so we are going to be in for a really good season, you guys.
Oh,
I don't know if it's because of homophobia or whatever, but honestly, see, Mary, again, is one of, I mean, obviously, it could have been because her tummy hurt. You know how Mary gets. I don't know.
Okay, girl.
Mary's one of those people. She's like, Larsa, I don't even care. Don't even care. Like,
okay. I don't care that she's a leader of a cult.
I don't care. Like, I don't think you understand. I don't give a fuck. I'm not
I
in the
do
cult.
Do not care. No, I'm not there.
Yeah, so.
Like, how did not everyone already assume that she was the leader of a cult? You see her church. How would she be able to afford any of this?
First off, I don't even understand Real Housewives of Salt Lake City watchers that follow, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City fans that talk about Mary Cosby as if she's the Antichrist, which she very well could be, but that's none of my concern. I don't give a fuck. It hits. No. But they talk about her like,
honestly, it's great character
development. She's scamming. She's a cult leader. I'm like, you go to BravoCon and you're talking about someone else being in a cult. That's enough from you. Okay. I'm not at liberty. Like, I got my little BravoCon pass from Bravo. I'm there. I'm not at liberty to call anybody a cultist. No,
that's not my job.
Yeah. So
that's not my job.
I'm not at liberty to judge anybody. I like dick, so no. I'm already demented. I'm deranged.
Same. There's already something broken here.
Yeah, so.
Up here, it's broken.
Literally, it's just two hamsters running around. I am so fucking excited Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip is back. I needed this.
It's so good. Like, I didn't realize they were going to... Because did they release those two episodes at the same time?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Three.
Yeah,
I didn't realize they were going to drop them. Like, I like when they do that because it gets you like really excited for the other episodes. Mm-hmm. I think they did that with Miami. But like, I like seeing Portia in that dynamic because I think that she's really funny, and I think that it really like pushes her to be like what we like to watch her for on television. Like, I don't want to see your home life. I want to see you reading women because that's a talent of yours.
Yes,
and like, I don't want to see your man. Like, I don't give a shit. And I like that they like kind of made her like the ringleader because she was like the OG.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that Marisol is there.
Girl. Well, listen, I'm going to dig into Marisol in a minute. Let's go to the B side. Sorry, okay. Guys, you should subscribe to the B-side. That's the hunt. Patreon.com/the B-list. You know where to find it. I'll talk about it every week. We're going to talk about Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. You know what? I was actually, get this. So I remember I was at Soho House this past summer and I was in the pool thing, just floating around. And I bump into Rob, Leah's baby daddy from New York. And so we started talking. We just hung out all day. And then it was like, I was like, oh my God. Yeah, Leah. I totally forgot she's in Thailand right now. So we started texting her. And we were like, hey, yeah. And she's like, I was like, oh my God, how's the trip? Da, 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 da. She's like, miserable. I was like, I don't want to give all our tea away, but yeah, she'll tell you the same thing, guys. It was like, you could see by the end of the trip how it did not really go the way things should.
By episode 3, we're already there.
Yeah. I want to talk a bit about the other women and just knowing the other side of it, how I view the show. So I'm not liking this girls trip as much as the last one. I want to talk about a bit why I don't, but let's talk about that on the B side. Jordan, do you want to tell people where to follow you on social media? Anything like that?
No.
You care? Good. Yeah. You don't. Yeah. You don't do that. Yeah. You don't even be, you'll be on there. She's mostly in the DMs with us. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like there for chatting and.
Yeah. Well, you guys know where to find me. You guys, you have homework. SWV Escape Queens of R&B. It's really good. Everyone should really check it out. It's like a nice, easy, chill watch. It's like a nice,
okay,
refreshing little change. Yeah, I'll see you guys on the B-side. Love you. Bye.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.